Punaktu, may he cherish us with the bliss of knowledge. Saha viryam karavavahai, may we work with full virya, that is with full vigor. Tejasvi na vadhitamastu, may what we study be tejasvi, that is may what we study be invigorating. Ma vidvishavahai, may we not quarrel with each other. Om Shanti Hi, Shanti Hi, Shanti Hi. Om Peace, Peace, Peace. So since we are trying to understand via this Upanishad, Katha Upanishad or Katha Upanishad, what that stuff is, what Atman is, or what Brahman is, and then non-dual Vedanta, Atman is synonymous with Brahman. Since we are trying to understand Brahman, we call this Brahma Vidya. So we will go in detail into some of the verses that we touched upon in the first three discourses and try to understand whether we have caught it or not. So let's look into verse number 19 in the first section or the first valli in the first chapter. This was translated also in the first discourse. Up to the 18 verses, you can again see the meaning if you listen to the first discourse. So we are in the fourth discourse. Esha tegnir nachiketah swargyo yama brunitha dvitiyena varena etam agnim tavaiva pravakshanti janasa Strutiyam varam nachiketo brunishva. So this was the second boon that he did or gave to Nachiketa, who? The teacher in these discourses, who is the Lord of Death. He says, Nachiketa, this is the boon about the fire that leads to heaven, for which you prayed through the second boon. So people will say henceforth that this is the Nachiketa fire. So the technique of going to heaven via sacrifice, Agni sacrifice or fire sacrifice that I taught here will be known as the Nachiketa fire sacrifice. The Nachiketa Agni. Now ask for the third boon. So we begin with the dialogue between the disciple Nachiketa and the teacher, Lord of Death, or Lord Yama. From verse number 20. So in verse number 19 he says, ask for the third boon. Strutiyam varam Nachiketa Vrunishwa. Ask for the third boon. So Nachiketa replies, this is how he asks for the third boon.
Yeyam prete vichikitsa manushye asti teke nayam asti tichayike eta dvidya manushishta stvayaham varanamesha varastrutiyaha yeyam prete vichikitsa manusye asti tyeke nayam asti tijayike eta dvidya manusishta stvayaham varanamesha varastrutiyaha.
So this is the 20th sloka, the 20th mantra in the first chapter, first valli.
Yeyam prete vichikitsa manusye asti teke nayam asti tichayike eta dvidya manusishta stvayaham varanamesha varastrutiya
etat vidyam. This I would like to know. Vidya. So vidya is knowledge. So this is Brahma Vidya, the knowledge of Brahman. And the translation of this verse is, there comes a doubt when a man dies. Some say he is and some say he is not. Some say that he is gone and some say that he exists. So I would like to know. Some say, in the other words, some say it exists. Asti iti, this Atman, which is distinct from the body, senses, mind and intellect, exists. It gets connected with another body. And others say that na asti, does not exist. So, I want to learn from you, since you know this. Because when somebody dies, it goes past, goes through you. You are the Lord of Death, so you should know. What happens to someone when he dies? Does he continue to exist? Or does he perish with the body? So here the eternity, the perenniality, the existence since beginning and until the end of the soul is being questioned by Nachiketa. What happens to myself? What happens to my soul? What happens to me when I die? Do I exist or do I perish with the body? So that is why this Upanishad is very interesting, because we understand what the book of death amongst the Vedic Upanishads, which is the Kathopanishad, has to say on this. Let's look at the next verse.
Devairatrapi vichiketsidam pura
नहि सविज्ञेय मनुरेश धर्मः अन्यम् वरम् नचिकेतो वृणीष्व मामो परोत्सीरतिमा सृजैनम्। वन्स अगेन देवैरत्रापि विचिकेत्सितम् पुरा नहि सुविज्ञेय मनुरेश धर्मः अन्यम् वरम् नचिकेतो वृणीष्व मामो परोत्सीरतिमा सृजैनम्। सो यम रिप्लाइज इवन द देवास इन द एंशियंट टाइम्स द देवास बीइंग द गॉड्स इवन द गॉड्स इन एंशियंट टाइम्स डाउटेड दिस पॉइंट सो द गॉड्स ऑल्सो डू नॉट नो दिस। So from those of you within the current Hindu faith who are worshipping the various gods, this should be a good point to grasp that the gods that you worship also do not know this. I know this because I am the god of death. Even the gods in ancient times doubt this point. They doubted this. They did not know this. Because this stuff that you are asking for, this substance, is not easily understood since it is subtle. Devairatrapi vichiketsitam pura नहि सुविज्ञेय मनुरेश धर्मः बिकॉज इट इज लाइक एन अणु। अणु ट्रांसलेट्स नाउअडेज इन फ्रॉम संस्कृत टू इंग्लिश एज एन एटम। सो इट इज एज सटल एज एन एटम। इट इज रियली सटल। इट इज नॉट अ ग्रॉस स्टफ। दैट इज द मीनिंग। इट इज सटल स्टफ। It is not material stuff. It is subtler than the material. It is sukshma. It is subtle. So that is why even the gods did not know about this. They had a doubt about this. Anyam varam nachiketo bruneshwa mamo parotsi ratima srujainam. O Nachiketa, ask for something else. Ask for some other boon. Do not force me. Do not press me. Release me from this obligation. Give up this boon that is demanded of me. So he is basically trying to deflect Nachiketa from pressing forth with this demand to know Brahman. Because the knowledge of Brahman is not given easily. Unless, and even if it is given, it is not assimilated easily without proper qualifications. In samyogi.com, we have prescribed the qualifications as viveka or vairagya. Viveka, vairagya, shatsampatti and mumukshuta as the qualifications. Without these, if you come and listen, or do Sravana, which is the fifth of the eight means, and then Manana, which is deep reflection, you will not be able to grasp it if you do not have Viveka, which is discrimination between the real and the unreal. And if you do not have Vairagya, which is renunciation or dispassion for the enjoyment of objects, unless you have dispassion, unless you have discrimination, you will not be able to grasp this. So what is Vairagya? Vairagya is renunciation, is giving up of all the pleasures of the eyes, the ears and the nose, all the five senses. It's giving up of all objects which give you transitory enjoyment. It is giving up of the desire for a physical body. It is giving up of the desire for the spirit body of a Deva or God. So the concept of Deva is introduced here. Even the Devas or the gods will not be able to know this. That is why if you read Vivekananda or any other saint, when they say that even gods have to come down to earth to attain liberation, this is what is meant. In Devaloka or in heaven, you get lots of enjoyments, you live a long life, you enjoy. But at the end, when all your karmas which have propelled you to heaven to become a god are exhausted, you are dropped from the heaven and you fall again. So that's a great fall. And from that you have to rise again. If you want liberation or mukti or moksha, that is why the fourth of the eight requirements or sadhanas or the means that we talk about in jnana is mumukshuta, an intense longing for liberation. If you have a longing for enjoyment, then you do not have vairagya, then you do not have the second of the four requirements. So we will see in these verses what Nachiketa says, and from that we will try to understand if he has these four qualifications: Viveka, Vairagya, Shat Sampatti, or the six treasures which one needs to acquire, and Mumukshuta, which is an intense longing for liberation. Let's look at verse number 23. Satayusha putra pautran vruneshva bahun pajan hasti hiranyamashvan bhumer mahadayatanam vruneshva swayam jajivo sharadoya vadichasi. Satayushah putra pautran vruneshva bahun pasyan hasti hiranyamashvan bhumer mahat ayatanam vruneshva swayam cha jiva saradoya vadichasi. So ask for sons, grandsons who will live for hundreds of years. Ask for many animals. Ask for elephants, ask for horses, ask for gold, ask for a long life. Nachiketa, don't ask me what this stuff is. I do not want to give you this stuff. Ask for herbs of cattle, elephants, gold, horses. Live yourself as many years, as many autumns as you like. You want to live for 300 autumns? Live for 300 autumns. As long as you want, live on this planet. Enjoy with animals, elephants, gold, horses, sons, grandsons. Let's see how he tempts Nachiketas in the next verse. Etatulyam yadi manyase varam bruneshva vittam chirajivikam cha mahabhumau Nachiketas tvamedhi kamanam tva kama bhajam karami.
Again,
etatulyam yadi manyase varam vrunishva vittam chirajivikam cha mahabhumau nachiketastvamedhi kamanam tvam kamabhajam karomi.
So, if you think this is not enough and there is some other boon which is equal to this, ask. Ask for wealth. Ask for long life. Be a king over this planet. You will be the king. There will be no one who will be able to question you very long. You will enjoy power and wealth. I will make you enjoy all your desires. Whatever your desires, you will be fulfilled. So that is what this phrase means. Kamanam tvam kama bhajam karomi. I will make you fit for the enjoyment of all pleasurable things. I will satisfy all your desires. I will make sure you enjoy all your desires. Whatever you desire, I will give you. So, most people will say, done. We are ready. These are my desires. Please fulfill these desires. Make me the CEO of a company or make me the president of a country and give me like one wife and five mistresses or what have you. And let me enjoy. You are saying 300. No, I'll take 200. I want to live long and strong. Most people will agree for that, will fall for that. The further elaboration of these desires comes in the next verse.
Ye ye kama durlava martya loke sarvan kaman chandatah prarthayasva ima ramaha sarathaha saturiya nahi drishalambhaniya manushyaihi avirmat prattavihi paricharayasva Nachiketo maranam manuprakshi.
Once again.
Ye ye kama durlava martya loke sarvan kaman chandatah prarthayasva ima ramaha sarathah saturiya nahi drishalambhaniya manushyaihi avirmat prattavihi paricharayasva nachiketo maranam manuprakshihi.
So whatever things there are which are desirable but difficult to get, because desires are many and the means of fulfillment of the desires are limited. But not for you, O Nachiketa. Pray for all these cherishable things which you want as per your choice. For example, these are the women. So he gives you him a glimpse. He depicts a picture of the delectable things that a man wants.
So this is a dialogue between a teacher and a disciple, so we have to keep that in mind. So these are the women with chariots, musical instruments,
these beautiful women, which are
mostly from the heavens, these maidens will wait on you, and you can take them wherever you want via horse-drawn carriages. They used to call those chariots. And these are the various musical instruments which you will be playing. These are not to be obtainable by mortals. The modern equivalent is a nice Jaguar or a nice Ferrari, playing nice instruments, and you drive it, and then you put two or three girls, put the wife of your best friend next to you and drive around. Right? That is a kind of desire. So all this I offer you, the Ferrari, the wives of other men, or these beautiful women who are maidens, all these I offer you, and no one will question you when you do these things. Do you want this? No one will question you. See, you can get everything, but do not ask about death. So he is trying to see whether Nachiketa has mumukshita, which is an intense desire for liberation, whether he has samadhanata. Samadhanata is the sixth of the six treasures. It is a one-pointedness. What are the six treasures? Sama, Dama, Titiksha, Shraddha, Uparati and Samadhanata. So Sama is the control of the mind. Dama is the control of your indriyas or the organs, the sense organs, the karma indriyas, which are the organs of action, and the jnana indriyas, the organs of the senses. So these 10 organs you have to control. And this becomes easy if you have vairagya, which is renunciation from worldly pleasures. That vairagya has to be real. It doesn't mean you have lost your wife to death or whatever, and as a result you don't have desire for sex. That is called karana vairagya. It is temporary vairagya. After a while you might get over it, and then the desire to procreate will come again. So then you don't have vairagya. If you don't have vairagya, then you do not satisfy the second means or the second prerequisite for Brahma Vidya. That is why Nachiketa is being tempted here. Or the teacher is tempting you through these discourses or through these verses. Hey, go for these things. Do not ask about death. And then we will see what Nachiketa has to say.
Shobhavamartasya yadantagaitat sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha api sarvam jivitam alpameva tavaiva vahastrava nritya gite.
Once again, this talks about the indriyas or the faculties. Indriyas are our faculties. or our senses. Shobhava martya sayadanta kaitat sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha api sarvam jivitam alpameva tavaiva vahastavanrutya gite.
O death, these are ephemeral and they waste away the vigor of the senses that a man has. All life is short without exception. All life ends no matter how long.
So keep your chariots, your horses, your dance and your music and merrymaking things with you. I don't need these. So this is a deflection of the temptation. In other words, this is one of the qualifications of a jigyasu, one who is really desirous of learning about Brahman. He has to push these away. So the boon that Nachiketa is asking for is because of Viveka, the first requirement, which is discrimination. When he asked,
Yeyam prete vichikitsa manusye asti teke nayam asti tichaike etad vidya manusista stvayaham varanamesha varastratiyaha.
When he asks, this doubt exists. Some say when a man dies he exists and some say he does not. I would like to know. So he is showing a desire to learn about this. And then we saw through these verses so far that he has Viveka. And he also has Vairagya. And he also has Satsampatti, Shama, controlling the mind, Dama, controlling the sense organs. Uparati is extreme renunciation. Sama, Dama and Uparati, they come together. Then Titiksha, you have to endure lots of adverse circumstances. It is said that if you are on the path to liberation, you will be tested at least once by Brahman or by the Supreme Reality. And if you fall, then you are still entangled in Maya. You have not been able to come out of that. But if you persevere, that is, titiksha is perseverance, then the fifth of the six treasures is Shraddha. Shraddha is respectful trust in Sadguru and Sadshastra. So here the Guru is just not there to control you. You are your own Guru, but Sadshastra is the Upanishad. Shastra means a scripture. So this is the scripture in which you should have respect and in which you should have your faith and your trust. And whoever is explaining to you, you should have faith in him, that yes, he is going to lead you towards truth. So here Nachiketa is being tempted and is being tested
whether he has these requisites. Let's look at the next three verses. Navitena tarpaniyo manushyo lapsyamahe vitta madrakshma chetva jivishyamo yavadishishyasi tvam varastume varaniyah saeva. Again, navittena tarpaniyo manusyo lapsyamahe vitta madrakshma chetva jivishyamo yavadishishyasi tvam varastume varaniyah saeva.
What is the meaning? One is not to be satisfied with wealth. Whether one is a man or a woman, he or she is not satisfied with wealth. No matter how much wealth one has, one is still dissatisfied. Now that we have met you, we will get wealth. Because you are the Lord of Death, we will live as long as you will rule. But the boon that is worth praying for by me is that alone. Whatever I asked as the third boon, this knowledge about the self, what happens to me when I die, I really want to know. So, this is being staged, the Brahma Vidya is being staged here as superior to kingdoms, chariots, Ferraris, power, wealth. And the disciple is being tested again and again because the disciple needs discrimination or viveka, which is what? That this stuff is real and this universe is unreal. The conviction that this world is not real is viveka, is discrimination, is a sense of awareness. Why is this world not real? Because you see that stuff happens which does not make any sense. And I have gone into that in other discourses. It's karma and consequence. Immoral people ruling as politicians at the top. Or in some cases, in situations in America, people falling again and again, even if they're religious teachers. Child molestation is going on amongst the Catholics. Just an example. So this is an imperfect situation. So what is perfect? Only Brahman is perfect, says the Brahmavit, one who knows Brahman, says that that is perfection. So there is something which is beyond all these imperfect situations. Trying to go for that requires that one should have this discrimination, that whatever be the wealth, the pleasures, the power are not enough. That is viveka. And then as a result of viveka you have renunciation, which means you give up all the pleasures. Giving up does not mean that you give up your responsibilities. Because the body needs to be fed. If you give everything up and go to the Himalayas, there you will be begging. And there will be some sadhu who has been there before you and he will feed you and he will make you work like a dog. I have the example of my own guru, Swami Niranjanji Maharaj, who was being worked very hard by in the ashrams. But he was a truthful seeker, so he persevered. And he was younger. He was like 18 or 19 when he went. So he did not abandon his responsibilities. In fact, his story is interesting because he took his responsibilities seriously. And he came from a rich family, but when his father grew old, his other brothers did not take care of his father, so he did. So, you have to take care of your responsibilities. Even when we look at examples thousands of years back, see the example of Shankara, who expounded all these scriptures voraciously throughout India. He also came back to perform the sacrificial rites of his mother, even though he had renounced everything. So renunciation is in the mind. That does not mean, oh, in the mind I have renounced everything, but physically, like, you know, I will grab all the women I can in the parties. That basically feeds your senses. So renunciation has to be a real renunciation. And how is it done? It is coupled with the first three of the six treasures, the Shat Sampatti, which is Shama or tranquility, control of the mind, Dama or control of the senses, or the self-control is Dama. And what is Uparati? Uparati is having mental poise, which means not letting the mind react to external stimuli, is Uparati. So unless you have Sama, Dhamma and Uparati, unless you develop these treasures, you cannot be established in Vairagya. It has to be real Vairagya, not a desire for wealth, not a desire for power. So we saw in these verses that Nachiketa has said no. It was offered. And he said no. So he has Vairagya. So he has Sama, Dhamma. So this is a difficult thing to have. And how come Nachiketa has all this even though he is only 9 years old? Because he developed these treasures in the past life. So there is hope for you, even if you are listening to this and ascertaining that you have desires left. If you listen or do Sravana, at least you will develop Viveka and a subtle a sense of what you have worked on all your life via these methods of Shama, which is controlling the mind, Dhamma, which is controlling your senses, Uparati, which is extreme withdrawal from the sense objects. If you have worked on these all your life, then this practice stays with you. This practice is also called Brahmacharya or what is translated as dwelling in Brahman. Before you become a Brahmavit who knows Brahman, you have to practice Brahmacharya, which is self-control, control of the senses, including your desire for fulfilling your sexual appetites. This is hard. So, those who practice Brahmacharya should know the technique of Sama, Dhamma and Uparati. So, there is a book by Sivananda called Sadhana. So in sadhana he says, some define Uparati as renunciation of all works and taking up sannyas. Or when does sannyas come? Sannyas or renunciation of everything is the last of the four stages for those of you who know the Hindu way of life or the Indian way of life. When I say, by the way, Hindu, it doesn't mean I am pushing away the Christian or the Mohammedan. The term Hindu was probably coined by the Mohammedan who was attacking these Indians from the others on the other side of the Indus River and then called them the Hindu. It is a perennial philosophy and everyone is welcome to practice these techniques. But the Indian way of life, before the Mohammedans attacked, before the Christians did the crusades, had four stages. The Brahmachari, one who tried to learn about Brahman, the Gruhastha, one who did the householder work, produced children, 25 to 50. Then Vanaprastha, one who got detached from the householder's work, 50 to 75, is when you dwell in the forests. Basically, you are now, it is, you can call it as a retreat. In America, these retreats are there, 50 to 75. Provided 25 to 50, you have satisfied all your duties and your desires. And 75 to 100 is sannyas, where you walk alone. You have renounced everything. Practical, not practical anymore, because you still need protection. Otherwise, somebody will attack you for whatever you are left with. If you are roaming alone in the jungles, you have renounced everything. But you can see that if you have developed the sannyas really in a past life, then it has stayed with you. The subtle essence of that has stayed with you. So some define Uparati, Sivananda says, as renunciation of all works and taking up sannyas. And Uparati follows the practice of Sama and Dhamma. Uparati is self-withdrawal. It consists in the mind function ceasing to act by means of external objects. Uparati is extreme abstention. It is the turning of the mind from the objects of enjoyment. So, that is why there is hope. You can proceed on this path without falling by the practice of Sama, Dhamma, Uparati. And Titiksha is, of course, forbearance. Endure all kinds of afflictions without rebellion, complaint, is forbearance. So Titiksha is what I meant when I said that God tests you once, you know, or more, many times, depending on your need, the need of your self to realize you will be tested, and if you cannot survive, then you have desires left, and that's okay. You have to go fulfill your desires. So Nachiketa has fulfilled his desires in past life. That is the meaning. That is why he was able to say no to all these temptations. So he said, Navittena tarpaniyo manushyo lapsya mahe vitta madrakshma chetva jiveshyamo yavadishishyasitam varastume varaniyaha saeva. So this boon that is worth praying for by me is this alone. What is the truth? Tell me, does it exist, does it not? Because man is not satisfied by vitta or wealth. Now that we have met you, we will get wealth. We will live long. Because you are the king of death, the god of death. If you love me as a disciple, then you will let me live long. Why should I ask for that? Teach me what is real. Let's look at verse number 28. Ajiryatam amrutanam upetya jiryan madhritya kvadha
स्वस्थः प्रजानन् अविद्यायन् वर्ण रते प्रमोद नति दीर्घे जीविते को रमेत अजीर्यतामं मृतानामुपेत्य जीर्यन्मर्त्यः क्वधस्थः प्रजानन् अविध्यायन् वर्ण रति प्रमोद नति दीर्घे जीविते को रमेत.
सो आफ्टर रीचिंग द प्रॉक्सिमिटी or the company of the undecaying and the immortal, such as you are, O Lord of Death, which decaying mortal living in this world below and possessed of knowledge will rejoice in the long life. One who knows the higher goals, how can he take delight in a long life? I have Viveka, says Nachiketa. I know the worthlessness of music, of these pleasures, of Rati, which is love, Varna, which is the color, the beauty. I know, I have pondered over the nature of the pleasures produced by the song and sport, by beauty and love. And I don't need this. So this stanza is again an illustration of viveka, discrimination, vairagya, dispassion, sat sampatti, the six treasures, and mumukshuta. Mumukshuta again will come in the next verse. Or an intense craving for liberation. So these are the prerequisites that students were encouraged to develop before Brahma Vidya was given to them, before this knowledge of Brahman was given to them. Ajiryatama mrutanam upetya जीर्यन्मर्त्यः क्वधः स्थः प्रजानन् अभिध्यायन् वर्णरति प्रमोदा नति दीर्घे जीविते को रमेत. सो हैविंग नोन द अनडिकेइंग एंड इमॉर्टल, व्हाट डिकेइंग मॉर्टल रिमेनिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड बिलो विल टेक प्लेजर इन अ लॉन्ग स्पैन ऑफ लाइफ आफ्टर स्क्रूटिनाइजिंग all the enjoyments obtained from dance and song. So that is how Nachiketa deflects it. Now the last verse in this Prathama Valli, the first section of the first part of the first chapter, is where we will end this discourse.
Yasmin nidam vichikit santi mrityo यत्सांपराये महति ब्रूहिनस्तत् योयम् वरो गूढ मनो प्रविष्टो नान्यं तस्मार्नचिकेता ब्रणीते. अगेन यस्मिन्निदं विचिकित्सन्ति मृत्यो यत्सांपराये महति ब्रूहिनस्तत् योयम् अवरो गूढ मनो प्रविष्टो नान्यं तस्मान्नचिकेता ब्रणीते इति काठकोपनिषदि प्रथमाध्याये प्रथमा वल्ली. Thus ends the first valli in the first adhyaya in Kathopanishad. So the first chapter in the first section ends. And what is this verse? Yasmin nidam vichikitsanti mrityo यत्सांपराये महति ब्रूहिणस्तत् योयम् वरो गूढमनो प्रविष्टो नान्यं तस्मान्नचिकेता वृणीते ओ डेथ टेल अस ऑफ दैट थिंग अबाउट हिज पीपल हैव दिस डाउट इन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ द नेक्स्ट वर्ल्ड एंड हुज नॉलेज लीड्स टू ए ग्रेट रिजल्ट व्हाट इज द ग्रेट रिजल्ट दैट इज something that the sishya or the disciple does not know. But apart from this boon, which relates to that stuff which is inscrutable, the disciple Nachiketa does not pray for anything else. So he is saying, if you translate it in the words of Chinmayananda, O death, tell us that in which men have this doubt and which is about the great passing beyond. Please tell us that in which men have this doubt. And which is about the great passing beyond, beyond death. You are the Lord of death, so only you can tell. What happens? Whether it exists or whether it does not exist. And Nachiketas does not choose any other boon but that concerning the self or the soul or the Atman, of which the knowledge is hidden. People really do not know what happens. You really do not know what happens because your memory is not there as to what happened. After you died in your last life, where did you go? So, we will end this discourse here with this summary that you need the six treasures along with viveka or discrimination and vairagya or renunciation. So what is Viveka? Brahman is real, the universe is unreal, is Viveka. What is Vairagya? Giving up the pleasures of the eyes, the ears, the other senses, giving up all objects of temporary enjoyment, giving up the desire for a physical body, giving up the desire for the highest kind of a spirit body of God is Vairagya. What is Shama? Detaching the mind from objective things and continuously seeing their imperfection and to direct it towards Brahman is Shama. What is Dhamma? Detaching the sense organs of perception and the sense organs of action like the hands, the legs, the sexual organs, the organs of excretion, from objective things and withdrawing them to rest in their respective centers is Dhamma. That is why we have the practicals of the yoga and we talk about that also in samyogi.com. And what is Uparati or true mental poise? It consists in not letting the mind react to external stimuli. What is Titiksha? Enduring all kinds of afflictions without rebellion, complaint, is Titiksha. And what is Shraddha? A firm conviction which is based on intellectual understanding that the teachings of the scriptures and of one's master. In your case, I am not the master, I am just the translator. You are your own master. But the teachings of the scripture means the teachings of Kathopanishad, a firm conviction based on intellectual understanding that the teachings of the Kathopanishad is true is called Shraddha. And that will lead you to realizing reality.
So we saw sama, we saw dhamma, we saw uparati, we saw titiksha, we saw shraddha. And what is self-surrender or samadhanata? To concentrate the intellect repeatedly upon pure Brahman and to keep it fixed there is self-surrender. So, samadhanata or self-surrender, the one-pointedness of mind leads to the final qualification, which is mumukshuta. Mumukshuta and longing for liberation are one and the same thing. And it means the will to be free from ignorance, from the bondage. So that is mumukshuta. So, Nachiketa is fortified with these four means. Viveka, Vairagya, Satsampat are the six treasures, and Mumukshuta. So if you do not have any of these in full measure, hopefully these discourses will help you proceed on this technique. And again, to summarize, I repeated that Sama, Dhamma and Uparati constitute Brahmacharya. Now, if you have listened to my Yoga Sutra discourses, the first limb is Satya Asteya Brahmacharya Aparigraha Ahimsa Satya Asteya Brahmacharya Aparigraha Yamaha. So, Brahmacharya or celibacy is stressed as the first prerequisite, even in Patanjali Yoga Sutras. So it's important that you develop it as a spiritual practice, even if for a month. So we'll end the discourse here, and we will discuss the second valley slowly in the next discourse.